No! No! Son, shut up. Get over your... What? And then, why? Son, shut up. Give it up.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man, look at you.
I said it, man. Look at you, man.
I don't know why I spend time.
Oh, here we go.
And hard-earned money.
Right. $20, Tim.
Excuse me. Inoculate myself.
Hey, you sound great. Inoculated. You don't sound like you have any bugs. You can barely get a sentence out.
I work with the devil's children.
Well, you know what happened was, I don't know if I should blame it entirely.
You don't get a flu shot. Jerry doesn't get one. Gina doesn't get one. And Randy doesn't get one.
I don't know if I can blame it entirely on Jerry. I spoke to Jerry, who's out sick, to find out where his sickness began. Did it, like, start in his chest and in his, like, throat? Because I have, like, I feel like, not to impersonate Tom Likas more, but I actually feel like I inhaled mold.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I also did, you know, the quick turnaround on airplanes, you know, long flights in 2 days, you know. So that's...
Help you feel better.
That couldn't have helped, but...
If I pay for flu shots for you for... Devils. Would you get them?
Well, Tim, I don't know about the rest of the people who work here, but I'll tell you about myself.
You won't do it.
No, it's not a matter of paying $20 for the flu shot. It's not that I don't have $20 for the shot. While I appreciate your generous offer to, you know, throw a 20 down for my flu shot, I have the 20 bucks. It's a matter of electing not to have that second day after you get the flu shot of feeling like you got hit by a truck.
No, you don't feel like you got hit by a truck. You just don't feel great sometimes.
I react pretty negatively to the shot.
So you'll be out for 2 weeks with the flu at one point.
No, not 2 weeks, but I...
I want to turn the film on now for a moment.
I just don't understand.
I understand.
I really don't.
All right.
All right, gang. It is What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And we play a clip, and if you get it right, you get yourself a prize. And tonight, the big prize is a copy of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Excuse me, by financial expert Robert T. Kiyosaki.
Can I just briefly, in the 2 minutes we've been on the air, you've assailed me for not getting a flu shot. To the average listener, who sounds healthier?
Pretzel go down the wrong way.
Right.
Before we went on the air, the pretzel went down the wrong way.
Two times you've gasped for air mid-sentence to get through it, and now you've belched a carbonated wonder. I've done none of the above.
Yeah, wait till February when you call in 2 weeks sick because you have the flu and you're dying at Cedars, and I'm rolling along here.
Just pressing on, man.
Yeah, just moving on.
Big stud.
All right. Anyway, this guy's a millionaire school teacher. All right.
Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah.
Doesn't he team up with somebody we know?
Not in this thing, no. He also qualified for a Sonartech golf club. Sonartech.com. Sonartech.com.
Sonartech.
Sonartech. There you go.
Right?
All right, folks, it's What the Hell Jesse Jackson Say. Here are the clips that you will be playing with tonight. Here we go.
I want to turn the film on now for a moment. How many missed the cut? Then I want Dan to share with us. I'm going to dialogue with him about.
Wow.
My dad is just an important Supreme Court justices. So many great souls have come our way. Be careful when you throw rock in your living. Extra 30 minutes nationally on TV today. I didn't want to quite say credit Dom, but You must be renegotiate loans for a rope and for a window, not for blame. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they were. Quickly, we'll go back to jail on three guys from the East. By and large, Chicago, Illinois, 70%. You think you're just building houses because you're the carpenter? Change away the absurdity. Not in superstition, but religion. It's rooted in magnificent hills of Chicago Urban League. Our needs are real needs. Jeremy 5-9.
Wow. These are sensational clips tonight, man.
They certainly are. I think there are some opportunities, certainly, to be stumped, but I think there are some opportunities to win and pick up a prize.
Yeah. All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California.
520-9710.
And
888-520-9710.
There you go. All right, Danny is going to be first up in Los Angeles. Here's your first clip. Good luck, fellas.
I want to turn this film on now for a moment. I want to turn this film on now for a moment. I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
All right, what is he saying? Danny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
Hey, buddies.
What do you got?
Bob Boom.
He's saying, I want to turn this fear for a moment.
No. Sorry, dude. A lot of confidence and no way a correct answer.
That's correct.
Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
I want to turn... Sounds like he's saying I want to turn this pheromone on him for a minute.
Pheromone? No, that is incorrect as well.
But it does sound like that.
It sounds like pheromone.
It does. It is not, but it does sound like that.
Right.
I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
Chad in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
I think I have it. He said, I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
Turn this what?
Film on for a moment.
F-I-L-M?
Yes.
You got it, buddy.
Give it up.
Congratulations, dude. You get the big, what is it, a copy of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the Sonar Tech Golf Club. Or I guess you qualify for a Sonar Tech Golf Club.
So he gets the book, qualifies.
He gets the book. There's also all kinds of qualifications
going
and
on.
He's in, like, Flynn with
it is absolutely retarded.
There you go with your Sonar Tech. All right, congratulations. Yeah, that's what he said, right? I want to turn this film on for a moment.
Yes, right.
I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
Yeah, I want to turn this film on now for a moment.
Right,
I believe that's it.
He probably was doing, like, remember in school when they bring the projector out?
Yeah, remember the they had a projector. I was actually in AV, so I was the guy wheeling the projector around.
I should have known that you had qualifications in this area.
Or the film strips, remember those?
Yeah, and you have to feed them in to the... right.
Yeah, and then they tell you something lame, and there's... Doot! You have to, buzz, yeah.
Right.
Or the idiot to operating it.
Sometimes didn't you have a book that went with it?
Yes.
And the tone meant turn the page on the book, too? Okay.
And the overhead projector, whenever that went on, that was just time to nap.
Now, Tim, when you were in, was this at Birmingham?
Portola Junior High.
Portola.
Yeah, Mr. Fisher's class.
Right. Oh, just you only serviced his class with the audio video equipment?
No, he was in charge of AV. And I worked for him.
Did he recruit you, or did you go out for it?
No, I saw an easy opening for a sixth period and took it.
So it was every day that you would...
every day,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you had carried the stuff?
Yeah, it's on a cart. You wheel it around.
Oh, jeez.
You don't get a lot of chicks that way, but you do get out of class for an hour.
Got it.
So I enjoyed them. All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
How many missed the cut? How many missed the cut? How many missed the cut?
It's a good one. Let's talk to Otis on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How many missed the cut?
I think he's saying, how many missed the cut?
That's
exactly
right,
dude.
Give it up,
congratulations,
give it up.
Man. Yeah. All right, that guy's a winner, too. He's got the book. The Kiyosaki Rich Dad, Poor Dad book coming his way.
Otis stepped right in and whammo.
How many missed the cut?
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 Yeah. All right, here's the third one. This might be a little long. Might press on here.
Then I want Dan to share with us. I'm going to dialogue with him about. Then I want Dan to share with us. I'm going to dialogue with him about.
Yeah, it might be long, huh?
What? My dad just didn't appoint no Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
All right, here's a better one. Here we go.
My dad just didn't appoint no Supreme Court justices. My dad just didn't appoint no Supreme Court justices.
All right.
Between the reverend chuckling and the piano swelling, it's a tough one.
Real tough.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
All right, let's talk to Michael in Rialto. Michael, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
No S word there.
Well, you know, people take it. People are a circuit. People are passionate about the game. I think they stay on hold. They get on. Then they're hit with a clue that is just, it overwhelms them, and the profanity comes out.
There they go. They're cursing.
Suck it.
All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Who's up next here? How about John in Rancho Cucamonga? John, you're on 97.1.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
I think he says my dad, he was on the Supreme Court justice.
No. Do you have any sort of general knowledge of history that you would probably know that wasn't true?
Right. I don't believe on any level the Reverend Jackson's parents were famous.
No, I think he's the first famous one of the group.
I think so.
I think you're right. All right, what the hell is Jesse saying? Here we go.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
Craig in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
No idea.
Hell-ass. Nathan in Monrovia, you're on 97.1.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
My daddy said to support no Supreme Court justice.
No. My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justice.
No, that's not it. Sorry, man.
The caller was close.
Yeah, you got a lot of words right.
Kind of dancing around it there. Just kind of have to focus in, zero in on this one here.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
My daddy just did a porno with a Supreme Court justice.
Son, shut up.
We should almost give you a prize for being such an idiot. All right, you win, dude. I mean, well, that's not what it is, but we'll give you a book because you're an idiot.
Put your hands together.
You might need a little financial advice in your life.
But if you listen back to it, I mean, the guy's a goofball, and he said, my daddy did a porno with a Supreme Court justice. Now think that and listen back to it.
Yeah.
And you kind of hear that.
Yeah, and this is what he said. I mean, it happened literally 45 seconds ago. Can we replay it in cue there? Here we go. This is what the guy, this is the clip we played. And then the guy said the dumbest thing.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
Dancing around it there. Just kind of have to focus in, zero in on this one here.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
My daddy just did a porno with a Supreme Court justice.
Son, shut up.
All right, there he goes.
I like when we use that feature. It's like using the instant replay here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You go back a little ways.
Just go back a few seconds.
Yeah, it's like having your own little TiVo, radio TiVo.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Which I do all the time. When I hear something on radio, I constantly reach for something to, you know, reverse it 30 seconds because I miss a phone number or I miss what somebody said.
Yeah, but there's nothing there. There's no equipment to reverse it.
Guys, I have a hypothetical for you. What would happen if I just left that running?
It would play over and over and over and over until it got down to almost nothing.
We should do that for a whole hour.
All right. We'll do that. How about if we do it off the air?
Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
But that is, yeah, I think it would just keep replaying and replaying and replaying.
That's right. And it would wind down. It would wind itself down to
very little.
That's right. I don't know how long that would take.
Might take a while.
I think it would take a significant amount of time. It might take more than the hour that Randy had suggested.
Yeah, it might take 3 hours.
He's not talking to you.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse saying?
If it takes 3 hours, let's start right now.
All right.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
Jose in El Segundo, you're on 97.1.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
I don't know. Probably what the guy said.
And then, why?
In fairness, last night we focused on the chicks being dumb in the audience. Tonight, the dudes are battling back.
Here they go. Andrew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
Was it my dad just hit a chord with Supreme Court justices?
No. All right.
You go to college.
Victor in Arcadia, you're the last guy standing here. If you don't get it, we press on. You're live on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
My dad had just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
My daddy didn't appoint just a Supreme Court justice?
I think that's it.
Isn't that pretty darn close?
Yeah, I think that's it. My daddy just didn't appoint no Supreme Court justices.
I give it up.
Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one second, Victor. You're going to get a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and you qualify for a golf club.
My dad is just an appointment on Supreme Court justices.
And you get, I mean, very, you really sold it there, Tim. You get the book and you qualify for a golf club, as Tim so enthusiastically stated. But you also get, you know, to enjoy the rest of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? It goes on all hour.
You get a book, and then you and thousands of people
are in the running.
Are in the running for a golf club.
Right, but I don't think, in fairness,
it's a Sonar Tech club.
Right. I don't think it's a regular club.
I think it's an expensive club.
I think it's a special club. Got them.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
So many great souls have come our way.
Whoa.
So many great souls have come our way. So many great souls have come our way.
What? Is there somebody in the background who says Jew at the last moment in that clip?
So many great souls have come our way.
No, I think it's Randy.
No.
So many great souls have come our way.
Jew.
So many great souls have come our way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there somebody sounds like somebody says Jew?
I think it's Homer Simpson going, oh!
So many great souls have come our way.
See, now that's a problem if you collide.
Jerry.
Yeah.
So many great souls have come our way.
All right.
Jew.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Ben in Westchester, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
So many great souls have come our way.
So many great souls have come our way.
Exactly right, dude. Congratulations,
yeah.
Man.
Thank you, brother.
You get a book and in line for a golf club.
Oh, and by the way, good luck on that golf club.
Yes. All right, that's what it is. It's so many great souls have come our way.
So many great souls have come our way.
There you go. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
He sounds very tired there. It sounds like music. Doesn't he
a
sound
coffee?
He sounds like or cough medicine.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
Oh boy. Justin in Sunset Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
I'm sorry?
You're on the air.
Be careful on your toes.
No, my brother.
That's not it. Buddy, but way too much pot smoking down in Sunset Beach.
Thank you for trying, however.
Scott in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
One more time, please, guys.
We don't do
suck
that
it.
If you...
Suck it.
We just, we can't play them over and over again, and so we'd ask you please not to ask. I mean, we feel bad not playing it, because it's a very simple request.
Right, but about 6 months ago, we enacted a new rule.
Yeah, but because it used to be like everybody would ask for it over and over, and it would just, it's a pain in the ass.
Right, but now we've changed that, so you get zapped, and it's over, and so like the previous caller, you are disqualified disqualified from competition.
All right, my best friend Sarah in Moore Park. Sarah, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
Be careful when your soul rocks your living.
Sorry, baby.
Oh, babe.
Very close. Brittany in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when your soul rock in your living.
Be careful when your soul rocks in living.
Belize.
Not either.
Rot.
R-O-T?
Rot.
Yeah.
Son, shut up.
Rot.
I spell it, but that's not it.
Rot. Rot. R-O-T. Rot.
That's a very attractive quality, though.
Thank you.
Hey, you running around spelling rot.
Spelling rot, rot, R-O-T, rot.
Just go to bars and do that.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yeah.
Rot.
Rot, rot.
R-O-T.
R-O-T, rot.
Want to go home with me?
Hey, you're hot. H-O-T, hot. Want to come home with me? Rot. R-O-T, rot.
And you're not. N-O-T.
Not.
Right. Thanks, Brittany.
People tell me I'm not. N-O-T, not. But you're definitely hot. H-O-T, hot. Want to come to my apartment and just sit and watch me rot. R-O-T, rot. I love this B-A-R, bar. I want to get H-A-M-M-E-R-E-D, hammered.
I love that she's spelling basically three-lettered words.
What was her name?
Brittany.
My name is, I'm Brittany. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Brittany. That's my name, N-A-M-E. Come on, let's go get a D-R-I-N-K drink.
That's a great animation character. All right, let's
on
take
our
it
first date, I'll have a salad, S-A-L-A-D. It's like lingo on the Game Show Network where they spell every word.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
Jose and Whittier here on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living.
Be careful when you drop rocks and you're fleeing.
Get out of here. No. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll play this clip for you a couple of times. When we come back, we'll ask you what he's saying. And we have another 40 minutes of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. It's always a good time, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, the countdown is on, though. 40 minutes remaining, so try to get on the line at 520-NATO-SILVER-TO-WATO. We'll give you a hint. When you hear someone hang up, that's a good time to call.
There you go. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Be careful when you throw rock in your living. Be careful when you throw rock in your living.